With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The House vote to release all Epstein files is now scheduled for this evening, several hours earlier than planned. President Trump says he'll sign the bill if it passes as survivors and lawmakers hold news conferences in Washington today. A high-profile public figure is stung by emails connecting him with the late convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein.
Larry Summers is one of those whose name is listed among the wealthy and influential people in Epstein's network, as indicated by emails made public by House Democrats last week. In response, Summers has issued a statement saying he would step back from public commitments, as the documents show he maintained a friendly relationship with Epstein long after Epstein's 2008 conviction. Summers says his association with Epstein was, quote, a major error in judgment, unquote. He intends to retain his teaching duties at Harvard. He was the university's former president as well as former Treasury Secretary under Bill Clinton. George Williams reporting.
The Trump administration's blueprint to secure and govern Gaza has won support from the UN Security Council, a major step forward and praised by Israeli President Isaac Herzog.
This resolution is a landmark because it speaks about the rehabilitation of Gaza.
Bill Alexander reports an Indiana man has been charged with manslaughter after shooting a housekeeper who came to his home by mistake.
62-year-old Kurt Anderson was taken into custody and was being held without bail Monday, booked on one count of voluntary manslaughter. Authorities say he shot Maria Florinda Rios Perez de Velasquez in Whitestown, Indiana, 22 miles north of Indianapolis on November 5th. Police say the call came in as a home invasion, but the victim was with her husband, part of a cleaning crew who mistakenly arrived at the wrong address. The prosecutor says Anderson did not have a reasonable belief that type of force was necessary, given all the facts.
That is Bill Alexander reporting, and this is SRN News. Scotland may liberalize its abortion laws.
The government is considering recommendations from pro-abortion groups that call for a removal of limits on when a woman can terminate her pregnancy. Under current Scottish law, abortions are allowed up to 6 months, but only when two doctors agree that the mother's life or health are at risk. The abortion law expert group states that the country's curbs on the procedure are, quote, anachronistic, paternalistic, and don't reflect best modern practice. Michael Harrington reporting.
Poland's foreign minister says an auction of Holocaust artifacts has been canceled in Germany following complaints from Holocaust survivors. Radoslaw Sikorski said he and his German counterpart agreed that such a scandal must be prevented. The German auction house Felsmann was preparing to sell off hundreds of Holocaust artifacts, including letters written by prisoners and other documents that identify many of the people by their real names. This is SRN News. Rich Thomason reports that Russia's finding that waging war can be an expensive proposition, especially if it drags on for years with no end in sight.
Russian lawmakers have endorsed a new round of tax hikes to help finance the war in Ukraine. Legislators in Russia's lower house of parliament have voted to raise the value-added tax from 20% to 22%. The changes are expected to add up to $12.3 billion to the budget. The new legislation also lowers the income threshold for businesses required to collect the tax, which will hit many of Russia's smaller businesses. Rich Thomason reporting.
China has reportedly funneled billions of dollars into hidden loans to U.S. companies over the past quarter century to gain more control. A Virginia-based research firm says some of the money targeted industries key to national security. The study by Aid Data says Chinese interests channeled much of the $200 billion through offshore shell companies in the Cayman Islands. More from SRNnews.com.